Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by the esteemed panel, Jay Skills, Big Jerv, Black Trey. Hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about Uber XL etiquette. Is every Uber XL created equally? The answer is no. We'll tell you why, because of Jerv's wild weekend. We're going to recap BMF, and we're going to talk a little bit also later about MLK Day, man, and the statue that came up in Boston. It looks like a dick. Yeah, you want to stay tuned for that. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You get the extra content like the OG pod, like the watch-alongs, like the Discord, all that stuff, and much, much more. Patreon.com/CountTheDings. Lock in on that. But first, get into a little conversation about whether an Apple Watch is considered jewelry. BMF be BMFing.
Oh, man. The greatest show on earth, bro. Shout outs to the fucking dad, bro.
Listen. He's so easy to hate, isn't he?
No, but listen.
He's a fucking nut, but for real,
as much as we joke about bad shows and how, you know, power and stuff like that, I got to give credit to these actors, right? Because that dad, that actor, I forgot his real name.
That's my man. Hold on.
Respect to his real name. But he is playing that role so much that I'm always going to remember that nigga as Mr. Flannery. This nigga knows. First of all, he messed up one of his vibes. The nigga got, she in the stolen lingerie trying to get jiggy.
Not stolen, just
scammed.
Russell Hornsby.
That wasn't scam. That was above the board.
Okay,
that was just bad parenting. Yeah,
exactly.
It's bad. Okay, yeah. It was copped off bad parenting, right? But Russell Hornsby, he reminds me of Professor Ogilvy, two different niggas.
Oh yeah.
But he reminds me of this nigga, but he also reminds me of Chris Rock's dad in Everybody Hates Chris. Off of his cheapness.
Yeah.
But to be fair, we mad at this nigga for being a good dad.
Yeah, real good dad.
Like, I'm thinking about this. I said, this nigga is never going to win on this show, right? For one, he's working 2-3 jobs.
Right.
His wife don't want to have sex with him. Julius, so he got Rock. His wife don't want to have sex with him because she's tired. So this nigga got the Spank Tube magazine, right? So then his kids don't respect him. His kids low-key stunting on him with drug money, but he trying to trying to make an honest living.
You know why he's never gonna win on this show? It's because we all know what happens to his kids. Like, right. The niggas become millionaires and ballers.
Yeah.
And this broke ass nigga still out here trying to drive cars.
I feel for my nigga funny. Too when she hit him with the "you broke the vows." It's like, what you mean?
I was like, Hold on.
I was just trying to snuggle up next to you.
I don't think that's what. I think she did exaggerate. He has to know. He has to know his personnel.
Now, this is your church girls for you, Jerv, by the way. Now, is there a possibility that the new driver he hired from the plant
was his side joint?
His side piece, right? You got the vibe?
She didn't look like a vibe at all.
So, first of all,
the fact that
Southwest T called him, it was kind of shaky. Because he hopped up like, hey, son.
Yeah.
You know, like he was trying to hide some shit. But I guess in the preview of the next episode, she kind of down for the homies.
Yeah.
It's like a retaliation.
We
got
to stand up for the da-da-da or whatever. But right? Like, I'm like, I don't know,
was
man.
Was she also a family friend? I don't even know about her.
Is she a family friend that the boys don't know about? But like,
but the mom knows her.
Y'all felt the mom know her.
And the kid, the little sister knows her too.
Mm-hmm. Stand up bitch like that. Y'all fell for a good trailer. I promise she's talking about the white dude at the airport that was fucking.
No, she's talking about they slashed the tires. They slashed the tires on. Oh, you think it's the white dude that did that?
You think she on some? Yeah, yes. No, it's definitely the white dude.
Definitely.
She's not She's not out here saying we got to stand up for ourselves versus Lamar. Trust me, that's not.
No. Yeah. This like low key Terry don't fuck with the wrong person, and it's almost on some mob shit, probably, right? Mess with the wrong business, did all this other shit. You know what I mean? And they trying to do a clean way, but they also gonna be shooting at them niggas and trying to run them off the block, pretty much in two different gangs. And then now Terry gonna get to use like. You know how the nigga Rico said, you got soldiers and you don't use them? Like, he gonna finally sit his daddy down like, yeah, nigga, let me get my hands dirty. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. The little sister gonna get injured. But I just think, like, it's so funny. Even the scene was very powerish where they put the baby formula in the can and they were about to use it.
I won't lie, man. I didn't see it coming, right? Because they were like, where's the other pack? I'm like, yo, did old girl take it? Mm-hmm. Like his baby mama? Did the cops take it? We didn't see. And then they all turned around in slow motion and saw mama pouring that shit into the... I was like, no! I was in slow motion. I thought that was a very good scene.
Yeah, that was a good scene. I like that.
It was good, bro.
What y'all think about my boy B. Mickey, man?
I'm off him, bro. Seeing him be the snitch, bro.
He's Mickey as fuck.
It's breaking my heart seeing these niggas work.
But come on, man. They got him. I don't condone snitching or whatever, but like, I kind of get it, man. This man's trying to take care of his moms and shit, man.
Well, that's how they're trying to play you, right? They're trying to make it seem like, oh, Meech don't care about.
Ain't nobody tell that boy to get two bodies.
Hey, that's it. Listen, his own karma coming back to him. The cop ain't lying, though. He ain't lying as far as sometimes you got to make a choice for yourself, but. You gonna risk your life regardless. Who you wanna die by? You wanna die by Meech?
But do y'all think
or you wanna die by?
Y'all think that was really? Do you think this is a fictionalized part of the story in terms of?
He's okay. We know, like they told us last season, this dude did not exist. This B. Mickey person.
Yeah.
No, he's real.
No, he's real.
He's real. He's alive right now. He was in the documentary.
He just a 50 boy though. He ain't go be a man.
No, but I'm saying like in terms of.
I thought he was Meech's right hand man. Oh, okay.
I'm saying in terms
of. Nah, he ain't transitioning because he's still sitting there talking like because they asked him about Lamar and he was like, I'm not talking about that.
Dude. I'm saying like Meech not giving a fuck about niggas even though he calling it BMF and like you know what I'm saying leaving his niggas basically like. Without enough bread to put moms up in a good spot. Cause that seemed kind of janky. Like, if this your right hand man, he don't have enough bread to put moms
but you gotta look at it like this, J Skills. The nigga, how many niggas died that got bread that need a GoFundMe?
Right. I mean,
You know what I'm saying? This nigga got all the jewelry, but it's for self. This nigga meets mama work at Wendy's.
Right. I mean, that's
like,
well, that's because the nut ass pop won't let any of the drug money in his
crib. No, but I'm just saying at the end of the day, there's some selfishness to it.
Right. No, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's even on
like this nigga got all his jewelry and he live in that bullshit ass house.
Right. I want to jump topics, but that kind of remind me of the Big Scar situation. Mm-hmm. Like in that whole situation.
What? So I'm not, what happened with this?
So
Big Scar, the rapper, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And Gucci Mane gave 20 grand. Right. To pay for the funeral.
Right.
Now, last time I checked, because I just recently paid for a funeral, it was 10 grand, brother. Right? Whoever booked that booked that funeral for 60 grand, that's on you.
How does a funeral cost 60 grand?
I mean, when you find out, let me know. But the sister goes online and complains that Gucci ain't do shit or didn't do enough.
Well, she said that he didn't even give the 10 grand at first, right? So it was a whole drama between the sister, the brother, and the dad. So the sister comes out and says, Gucci didn't give shit. He asked for the chains back. So, all right, back up real quick, Trey. So Big Scar is a rapper that's on Gucci's 1017 label. So he had a, you know, pretty, you know, decent hit with the So Icy Boys. He was starting to blow up a little bit. Yeah, he dies of an accidental overdose. And then his sister comes out on IG or Facebook, whatever, saying Gucci didn't pay nothing for the funeral. And he called us, or when we were on the phone with him, he asked for the chains back, the 1017 chains back. So then his little brother, Big Scar little brother, get on IG Live and show him money. Nigga, we don't need that 10 grand, but that you ain't straight. You ain't straight. You shouldn't even feel straight with yourself. doing niggas like that. You supposed to be the big, you know, the big dog. Like, that's how you treat niggas, blah, 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 right? And so then also saying that, yeah, when we was on the phone with you, you said that you didn't have the money right now or didn't want to put up the money right now because your wife's birthday is coming up, right? So then his wife, Keisha Kior, gets on IG and posts a receipt and says, yeah, he gave $10,000 for the funeral, sent flowers, and paid another $10,000. So these are the receipts from the funeral home. Mm. And so her sister, the sister was like, oh, this is, the funeral cost $60,000. And then I guess a couple of days later, then the dad came out and said, oh, everything is straight. You know, my son was tripping. You know, he loved his brother. Like, he didn't, you know, he didn't mean to say whatever, whatever. Obviously, they had other conversations, I'm sure, went way more left than the ones that we heard. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the dad was just basically just apologizing for his kids. Like, yo, Gucci, you know, you good. We appreciate you, everything you did for him, you know, like, and basically that's how it all played out.
I'm going to say it again. I know Twitter loves to say, don't tell people how to grieve. I'm going to tell you how to grieve. Don't do it on fucking social media. Figure your shit out behind the scenes. Grieve the way you want to grieve. I've seen too many of these things where somebody passes away and a family member goes crazy, talking shit about people, pointing fingers. And then what ends up happening is like, no, no, it was none of that shit. You were just talking wild. And it's like, I get it because you're in an emotional state. You lost a loved one, but maybe that's why you should be on the internet.
Yep.
Point blank, period.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl is in Vegas?
Hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right.
Let me look at it. The commercial came on the TV. I was like, I didn't
not need your Nike Tech fleece out.
Yo,
there.
No, before,
not.
Hold
not
on.
The winterized one.
Hold on. Before we get out of here, bro, we got to talk about the MLK
stuff. Yeah, yes, we do. We got to.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, bro. I know we close on time. Let's close this out with this joint, bro. What was they thinking?
Can I just say right now that when I saw it, the first thing I thought of was the Michael Jordan meme that Trey said.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
That was the first. Man, this is one of the most controversial topics we've ever had. Ironically, it was controversial to the rest of the world, not to us, though. There's a there's a Photoshop of Michael Jordan. Remember when he won, was it the 96? Is that picture from 96, Trey? That first one after his pops died.
Nah, that was 91.
Oh, it was 91. It was the first one. All right. So his first title, and he's got like the trophy, and he's sitting there. He got the hat on, and he's kind of resting his head against the trophy.
Yeah.
In one of the great Photoshops I've ever seen in my life, in terms of quality of work, someone replaced the trophy with a dick.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
And it is the perfect dick riding meme. Right, like right. This motherfucking dick riding. But it's funny because when I said it like to some other group chats, niggas got upset. And they were upset. Yeah, it was like, hey, nigga, why is this dick or whatever? But they were more upset that it was Michael Jordan. I promise you, niggas was like, no, you don't do that to MJ. I was like, what are you talking about, man? So when you see this sculpture, that's what it looked like. It looked like two hands holding like the biggest dick you ever seen, man.
Well, it looked like he's eating coochie to me.
From the other angle. Yeah. The other angle is like him.
Like he's knee deep in it.
Yo, but the other MLK thing is the Flyers, man.
I love the Flyers. This is like an annual tradition now.
Now I'm looking for them all the time. Yeah.
Shout out to Atlanta.
No, it's everywhere now. This one, let me show you. Which one is there? Is this one?
That was Nashville. The one with the Casamigo party.
No, I'm talking about this one. Casamigo. The free at last.
Oh,
party.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, that's new. That I didn't see that one.
We got this one is from Orlando, I believe. Yeah, the MLK Sunday.
Yeah,
he got the chains.
I love that. It's like the Meek Mill picture.
Yep.
Now the one where he's at the hookah lounge with Rosa Parks and Harriet Tubman is my favorite.
Yeah, that's Atlanta.
That's my favorite one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Harriet Tubman, and Rosa Parks.
Harriet Tubman in the background.
Yo, it's kind of like it went from like, I can't believe niggas would do this to, actually this shit is kind of funny, to now it's like, all right, what we got this year, man?
I'll see what niggas do this shit.
This is the Casamigos one that's from Nashville, yeah. This nigga got two bottles of Casamigos and a crown on.
This shit is great.
Oh, hey, man, that's the dream from the king, bro. That's what he really wanted to do.
Yeah, I think the Atlanta one might be my favorite, man.
Yeah, that shit is great. Shout out to MLK, man.
But yeah, man, that statue is like, and it's so fitting that it would happen in Boston.
Oh yeah, of course. No, like it makes perfect sense. They knew what they was doing.
Yeah.
Now you got some hands holding the dick from a different angle.
Yeah. Hello.
Or eating some coochie. It all depends on your perspective.
Definitely looks like he's holding some legs for sure.
Why didn't they just do the whole? Why would they cut that? Like,
why they cut the head off, man? Like, why didn't they put?
Why would they just have like a statue
of their faces? Like, if you wanted to have both of them, like, what's the whole interpretive angle? I mean,
because it's not creative, my nigga. Niggas is out here just super shroomed up on being creative. I promise you, Derv, whoever designed that,
we need to go back to Bijou in Boston and investigate. Bijou is the super hood club in Boston that me and Jer found ourselves at. Why were we there? This was cold. I remember it was cold.
This was Sloan.
Oh, Sloan weekend. Yeah. Me and Jer said, we going to go out. We took Jade with us.
Hey, but
Jade had the time of his life.
Hey, but you know, the fucked up thing about that statue is it's probably a black person that designed it. And the white people that let him do it is probably so hot. Bro, like, you know they hot. Like, what the fuck?
They gave my nigga one shot, bro. Gave him one shot.
What was the homie name from, not Strictly Business, what was the shit with Eddie and Chris Rock?
What?
Robin Givens.
Boomerang. Boomerang.
Marcus Graham, yeah. Boomerang. Yeah. When they let the homie do the perfume commercial.
Oh, yeah. With Strong J?
Out.
John
J,
yes.
Yo, man, this is too funny. But anyways, that's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. The OG pod returns this week, so we took a few weeks off. I know, If you're a Patreon, you heard why we took a few weeks off of that, but we're back. We're going to bring it back to you, me, Trey, Waz, Tom, and Zach. Also, the Discords, the watch-alongs. We need to do one of these playoff games at some point. Maybe next week. I don't know. Be on the lookout for that if you're a Patreon. Shout out to Trey. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Big Jerv. I'm Amina Hassan. Remind you to stay black, motherfucker.